In the beginning of Chayasara brings a pasuk in Tehillim about days. The Medrash says, Yodea Hashem Yimei Tumimim. Hashem knows the days of his whole ones, of his shleimim. And Chazal say about that, in the beginning of Parshas Chayasara, the Medrash says about that pasuk in Tehillim, Kapitel Amid Zayin, Chazal say, Kishem Shehem Tmimim, Kach Yumehem Tmimim. Just like these people are Shleimim, just like Tzadikim are Shalim, so too their days are Shalim. And there's something very profound there. The Sfasemis, if you look in the year Tafrei Shlamid Zayin, the Sfasemis explains that people whose lives are Shalim, that means that they have one singular focus in their lives. And that means that all the different aspects of their lives come together in a shleimus. They're tmimim, they're shalem. And every single different aspect of their lives is part of that big picture, of that one singular focus and direction in their lives. They're not scattered, they're not in different, doing different things and all over the place. Each different part of their lives, even if they have a life in a Beis Medrash and a life at home and a marriage and a business, but each thing is part of that big picture. They're shalem. Kishem shehem tmimim, just like they are shalem, kach yemeyem tmimim, that translates into their days. That they don't lose days, that each day has direction, each day has a purpose, each day is a reflection of the different of the wholesomeness of the person's life. The person's life is shalem, the person's days are shalem. Sfasemis says, there are 365 gidim in a person's body that holds them together, that makes them one. There are 365 days in the solar year that pulls it together and makes it into one year. And in this way, the Medrash introduces the life of Sara Imenu in the beginning of Parshas Chayasara to show that, like, wholesomeness and wholeness and singular nature of how everything came together into one picture. For me, I find a struggle with this. And I've worked over years to try to deal with the fact that sometimes there are days that don't fit. There are days that don't fit into the whole picture. I have this problem sometimes that I have this, I don't know if any of you have it also, that I have this today is an exception problem. Today, I'm not feeling so well, so today is an exception. Today is not a normal day. I got an upsetting phone call today. Today is an exception. And then by the time a few months pass, I'm like, one second. Are there more exceptions than the rule? My days sometimes are not a reflection of a shleimus. They're scattered. I lose days. And that's part of our goal in yeshiva, and part of our goal as B'nai Torah, to be Yimei Tmimim. That we should be focused properly, healthy, focused, shalem, and that it should spill over into the way we spend our days, that it matches our agenda, our mission. That's a chizuk in and of itself. I have this thing that I do with myself when the summer starts. I'm sure many of you can be sympathetic. A lot of times, this over the summer, I'd be like, at the beginning of the summer, I'd be like, hey, I'm still getting used to the summer, so I'm not so productive yet. And then in the middle of the summer, I'm like, hey, this is an exception, that's this chapter. And then by the end of the summer, I'm like, okay, forget about this summer, I'm already going back to yeshiva. So I have this rule with myself, when the summer comes, I tell myself, in the first day of the summer, I say, summer is almost over. And every day has to be part of that shleimus. Yedeya Hashem Yimei Tumimim. Every day has to be fit with the picture. And it's part of that, with that in mind, that over the next few hours we're going to be putting out and hanging up interim grades for the semester. The idea of interim grades is not something kishahula atzmai, that it doesn't carry weight kishahula atzmai in and of itself. It's a vehicle, it's a tool, because sometimes by this part of the zman, we've lost days, we've lost darim, we've lost davenings, we've lost night seders, and we ourselves are not so aware. I know that I struggle with this, and I suspect I'm not the only one. That sometimes I just lose track of the whole picture. And if you ask me how things are going, I say, I'm good. I have a chavrusa. I don't remember his name, but I know I have a chavrusa, you know. I know I have a seder, a second seder. I do, so I don't remember exactly what we're doing, but yeah, I go to second seder. Because we lose days, and we have a lot of exceptions, and it ends up getting lost. And when there's an interim grade that was taking attendance and holding our feet to the fire, it wakes us up to a reality. The days can't get lost. We need to focus on the days. And it's an opportunity. An interim grade is an interim grade. It's not set in stone at all. It's an opportunity. Sit with my Rebbe. Ask him, how can I change this? What can I do? Sit with Rabbi Mirsky and discuss night seder with him. What can I do to make it better? You know, come over to me. I know my interim grade doesn't look right to me. I thought it would be different. Some guys are going to get interim grades and they're going to be insulted and upset. I say, excellent. What an opportunity for a great conversation. Have the conversation. Nothing happened to your permanent record. Nothing happened to your GPA. This is an opportunity to sit down with your Rebbe and say, my days, what's going to be with my days? Yedei Hashem, you made to Mimim. So I suggest that the Olam take to it and spread the word. It's like, you know, in the yeshiva, this shouldn't be a drag, the interim grades. The interim grades are an opportunity to make sure we're on the right path. If you get an A, you get a perfect interim grade, so you know that whatever you've been doing is working. If you get a mark that you feel like is a disappointment, then you know that what you've been doing has not been working as well as you would like. Is there a miscommunication? Is there something that needs to change? And let's get on top of that. So please, let's get feedback so we can work together so that the final grade, which also kishahu la'atzma is not so meaningful, but the final grade reflects our avoda and our work, and in that sense, it's very meaningful. I just want to share with the Olam that I have a chasana tonight, so we're not going to have, I'm not going to be here for Mishmar. There will be Mishmar, though, Be'ezer Hashem. I'm just not going to be the one leading the Mishmar. And I want to wish all of you a great Shabbos, Be'ezer Hashem. Thank you.